Apple takes OpenAI to court over trade secret dispute. It has been reported that Apple claims trade secrets related to undisclosed product designs and manufacturing processes were leaked to OpenAI through current and former employees, and has demanded an injunction and damages. OpenAI denies the allegations, so the key issues center on whether the information is actually a trade secret, whether it was obtained improperly, and whether it was used in the development of AI hardware. The key elements of a trade secret dispute are the confidentiality of the information, its economic value, reasonable protective measures, and whether it was obtained or used improperly. For Apple's claim to be upheld, it must prove that the undisclosed design and manufacturing process information was identifiable and constituted a protected trade secret. Given that INJX9 categorically denies the allegations, evidence distinguishing between the employee transfer itself and the breach of trade secrets is crucial. AI hardware is a field that combines models, device design, sensors, and the manufacturing supply chain, so it involves greater intellectual property risks than traditional software AI competition. Based solely on the information currently available to the public, it is difficult to determine the facts of the case. The complaint, the preliminary injunction ruling, and the discovery proceedings will serve as the basis for judgment. Summary of the case: according to information provided by the operator, Apple has filed a lawsuit alleging that OpenAI obtained trade secrets related to unreleased product designs and manufacturing processes through current and former Apple employees. Apple reportedly believes that this information is being used to develop AI hardware that could compete with its own products, and has demanded an injunction against the use of the information as well as damages. OpenAI has reportedly denied these allegations, calling them baseless. Therefore, this matter can be viewed not merely as a conflict between companies, but as a technology dispute that simultaneously involves talent mobility, trade secret protection, competition in AI hardware, and the scope of legal protection for manufacturing know-how. However, this article summarizes the key issues based on information provided by the operator and publicly available general legal principles and background materials. As specific court documents, causes of action, and lists of evidence have not been publicly verified, it is impossible to conclusively determine that either party's claims are true. Why this case matters: both Apple and OpenAI are companies that hold significant positions in the AI ecosystem. Apple is a company that integrates hardware, operating systems, chips, user experience, and supply chains, while OpenAI is known for its large language models and generative AI services. If the interests of these two companies clash in the realm of AI devices, this is significant for the following three reasons. AI is expanding from software to hardware. The competition in generative AI is becoming intertwined not only with model performance, but also with device design, including cameras, microphones, sensors, wearables, on-device processing, and battery efficiency. It must be determined whether a former employee's move to another company constitutes a trade secret infringement. A distinction must be made between general knowledge acquired by skilled personnel at their former company and legally protected confidential information. The value of undisclosed manufacturing processes is increasing. For AI devices, manufacturing know-how, including semiconductors, thermal management, assembly precision, and supply chain optimization, can determine a product's competitiveness. What is a trade secret? Generally, a trade secret refers to information that is not publicly known, has economic value, and for which the owner has taken reasonable measures to keep it confidential. The definition of a trade secret under U.S. federal law is also largely based on these three elements. Basic elements for determining a trade secret element, meaning issues to consider in this case: non-public nature, must not be known to the public or easily ascertainable whether product design and manufacturing process information is publicly available or constitutes industry common knowledge. Economic value must have competitive value, because it is confidential whether the information reduced the cost and time required to develop AI hardware protective measures, the company must manage the information through access restrictions, NDA, security systems, etc. Whether Apple exercised access control and internal controls over the information unauthorized acquisition or use must involve unauthorized disclosure, inducement, collusion, or breach of confidentiality obligations, whether OpenAI or its personnel knew of and used the information. Points Apple is likely to have to prove if Apple alleges trade secret infringement. The mere fact that a former employee went to a competitor is insufficient. Generally, Apple must specifically demonstrate the following points. 1. Apple must specify which information constitutes trade secrets in litigation. Terms such as product design or manufacturing process may be too broad. Apple must specify which design drawings, component layouts, manufacturing procedures, testing methods, supply chain conditions, and quality control standards are at issue. Trade secrets must be described as protectable units of information, not as broad concepts. For example, the following types of information may be at issue: the internal structure or form factor design of devices prior to release, sensor, camera, and microphone arrangements, as well as user input methods designs related to thermal management, battery placement, and weight distribution. Specific materials, coatings, assembly sequences, and processes for improving yield manufacturing specifications or quality inspection standards agreed upon with suppliers too. It must be demonstrated that the information was treated as confidential. Not all internal company information constitutes a trade secret. Apple may need to demonstrate whether it restricted access to the information, marked it as confidential, imposed confidentiality obligations on former employees, and maintained records of file access, among other measures. 3. A link is needed to show that OpenAI improperly obtained or used the information. The most challenging part is proving the transfer and use of the information. The mere fact that a former employee worked at Apple is unlikely to be sufficient to conclude that OpenAI used Apple's trade secrets. Conversely, if evidence such as the removal of specific documents, internal messenger logs, design similarities, an unusually short development timeline, or internal meeting materials is confirmed, the case could take a different turn. OpenAI's potential counterarguments: if OpenAI denies the allegations outright, the possible lines of defense can be summarized as follows. Line of defense explanation: the information is not a trade secret. OpenAI can argue that the information is public data, an industry standard, or general technical knowledge. No improper acquisition. They can argue that the former employee did not take any confidential materials, and that OpenAI did not request them independent development. They can argue that the AI hardware-related designs are based on their own research, external collaboration, or publicly available technology. It is part of the employee's general competence. It can be argued that the former employee's experience and technical judgment are distinct from the trade secret subject to protection. No damages or use have been proven. It can be argued that there is insufficient evidence that Apple's information was actually used in product development. How do employee mobility and trade secret infringement differ? In the technology industry, it is common for key personnel to move from one company to another. While the law generally recognizes an individual's freedom of choice and mobility in employment, it restricts the unauthorized use or disclosure of confidential information acquired from a former employer. The distinctions are as follows. Areas that may be permissible: an individual's general technical skills, problem-solving experience, industry knowledge, and information obtainable from public sources, potentially problematic areas. Confidential design blueprints, non-public roadmaps, manufacturing recipes, test data, supplier terms, internal performance comparison charts, and documents obtained through secure access privileges. In other words, the mere fact that a former employee joined OpenAI is not illegal in itself. The issue is whether Apple's protected information was transferred during that process, and whether OpenAI used it with knowledge of this fact. Why AI hardware is at the center of the dispute. Early competition in generative AI, centered on cloud models and chatbot services, However, as AI becomes integrated into everyday devices, the importance of hardware is growing. AI hardware combines the following elements: on-device AI processing, critical for privacy protection, reducing latency, and minimizing network dependency; sensors and input devices. These collect real-world data such as voice, images, location, and motion; battery and thermal management. Since AI computations consume a significant amount of power, these factors directly impact product usability. Manufacturing yield and supply chain. For small, sophisticated devices, manufacturing expertise becomes a competitive advantage in mass production. User experience design. How AI services are invoked and respond on actual devices becomes a key differentiator. Apple is a company that has long integrated hardware and software in products such as the iPhone, Mac, Apple Watch, AirPods, and Vision Pro. If OpenAI pursues AI-dedicated devices or new computing interfaces, the interests of the two companies may overlap. Why the relationship between Apple and OpenAI is complex: when Apple announced Apple Intelligence in 2024, it stated that it would integrate ChatGPT with certain features on the iPhone, iPad, and Mac. This is an example demonstrating that Apple and OpenAI could form a collaborative relationship. However, in the AI market, collaboration and competition can occur simultaneously. While they may be partners in one area, they could become potential competitors in another. In particular, if OpenAI were to manufacture hardware products directly or develop AI devices with external partners, Apple could view this as competition in the areas of platforms, user touchpoints, and device ecosystems. Key criteria the court may consider if the issues are further defined during future court proceedings. The following questions are likely to become critical. List of key questions: what exactly is the information Apple is contesting? Was this information undisclosed, and does it have economic value? What protective measures did Apple take to keep that information confidential? Did current and former employees have access to that information? Is there evidence that the information was removed from the company or disclosed to third parties? Did OpenAI use that information in actual product designs or manufacturing plans? Are OpenAI's development results so similar that they cannot be explained without Apple's confidential information? Is there a sufficient sense of urgency to warrant an injunction, and is there irreparable harm? Possible legal outcomes: the outcome of a trade secret lawsuit depends on the standard of proof and the level of urgency. Outcome meaning preliminary injunction or injunction, the court may temporarily prohibit the use, disclosure, or certain aspects of product development involving specific information. Damages: the court may order compensation for damages or unjust enrichment resulting from the use of trade secrets. Expanded discovery: emails, access logs, design files, internal meeting materials, and other documents may be subject to investigation settlement. The dispute may be resolved through terms including product schedules, restrictions on information use, monetary payments, and personnel related conditions. Dismissal of claims may be dismissed if the nature of the trade secret, its improper acquisition, use, or resulting damages are not proven practical lessons for companies and developers. This issue is not limited to large technology companies. It offers the following lessons for AI startups, hardware manufacturers, research institutes, and developers alike. What companies should do: maintain a detailed inventory of trade secrets. Restrict access to sensitive information based on job roles. Review the access logs for departing employees' accounts, storage devices, and documents. Clearly inform new hires not to bring or use confidential information from their previous employer. Document the independent development process to prepare for future disputes. What employees should be aware of: do not store documents, code, blueprints, datasets, or manufacturing specifications from your previous company in personal storage. Do not refer to confidential materials from your previous employer while performing duties at your new company. Distinguish between general knowledge and confidential information. Review your non-disclosure agreement and the obligations you acknowledged upon leaving your previous employer. areas where AI hardware companies must be especially cautious placement of voice and image sensors and user input methods. On-device AI optimization architecture, semiconductor, battery, and thermal management designs, prototype manufacturing records, supplier specifications, and cost structures. Pre-launch roadmaps and test data, confirmed facts, and areas requiring further verification, the following table distinguishes between facts that can be definitively stated in this article and areas requiring caution. Category details: verifiable general facts. The key elements of trade secret infringement are confidentiality, economic value, protective measures, and whether the information was obtained or used unlawfully. Verifiable background: Apple previously announced plans to integrate ChatGPT during its Apple Intelligence presentation. Operators: allegation: Apple alleges that OpenAI infringed on undisclosed design and manufacturing process information. Items requiring verification: the actual contents of the complaint, the court with jurisdiction, the amount claimed, the specific trade secrets in question, OpenAI's official response, and the court's decision require separate verification. Conclusion: the key reason cited for Apple taking OpenAI to court is the suspicion that undisclosed design and manufacturing process information was misused in the AI hardware competition. However, trade secret lawsuits are not decided based on allegations alone. Concrete evidence is needed regarding what information is eligible for protection, how Apple managed it, and whether OpenAI actually acquired and used it. The significance of this case extends beyond a mere conflict between two companies. As generative AI expands into smartphones, wearables, dedicated devices, and on-device computing, not only model performance, but also hardware design and manufacturing know-how are becoming core assets. Going forward, competition among AI companies is likely to evolve into a complex intellectual property battle encompassing not only code and models, but also devices, supply chains, talent mobility, and trade secret management.